Romans chapter 11. If you didn't bring a Bible, we have some in the pockets of those pews, and we hope that you will take advantage of them. Amen. To read along with us. Romans chapter 11, beginning at verse 33, it says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God." My goodness. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. And he says, amen. Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Yes, yes.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Bless you for this time in your word today, Lord. Touch every heart under the sound of my voice. Yes. Even me, Lord, give me a fresh anointing to rightly divide your word, rightly apply your word, so that after this service we can all become doers of your word. We ask it in the matchless name of Jesus. Let the people of God say amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. These verses that we shared with you here today, I want to, if you will allow me, amen, to connect these verses with our Bible discussion on Wednesday night. Amen. Try to hook it up there, hopefully, and get you to see what I see in terms of the message today and what we talk about on Wednesday. I'm going to talk in a moment just briefly of what we talked about on Wednesday night. But our subject for today simply is this: my offering to the Lord.
Amen.
My offering to the Lord. My offering. Can you just say that behind me? My offering.
My offering.
To the Lord.
To the Lord.
Let's say it again. My offering.
My offering.
To the Lord.
To the Lord.
Amen. I want you to kind of keep that in your mind as we go through the message today in terms of what you offer the Lord. Amen. And this past Wednesday, concluded our special prayer and Bible teaching for the month of November.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Last Wednesday night, we talked about David. And David had got in some trouble. We spoke from 2 Samuel chapter 24. Amen. And David had sinned against the Lord. He had sent out a decree to have the warriors numbered, or what we would say counted. It appears that there was a battle looming, and David wanted to check his position, check his manpower. Amen. So he had a decree sent out to count all of the available men for war. But after that exercise was completed, which took several months, David realized that he had sinned against God.
Amen.
He had sinned against God, and that he was preparing to fight under his own strength.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, of his own ability, if you will. Amen. Forgetting that the Lord does not depend upon numbers to accomplish anything.
Amen. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
God don't depend on numbers to accomplish anything. Amen. He can take one and do a whole lot.
Yes.
Or he can take a whole lot and do even more. But numbers do not matter with the Lord. So David realized that he had sinned against God and that he was relying upon himself to figure out how I'm going to win this battle. So in the process of that, amen, David goes to make a sacrifice to the Lord, and he encounters this king by the name of Araunah. And Araunah gives David the thing that he needs to sacrifice. Gives him the wood for the altar, gives him the animals to sacrifice, and he is getting ready. He tells David, just take it and use it. You can have it.
Mm-hmm.
But David says, no, I cannot do that. I have to pay for it.
Amen.
Y'all following that? I'm going to bring you on to where we are today.
Yes.
David says, I have to pay for it. And if you read that 2 Samuel 24 along toward the end there, he says, I will not offer the Lord anything that does not cost me.
Amen.
Can you understand that? I hope you can understand that. The king wanted to just give David what he needed for the sacrifice. But David says, no, I must pay for it. Because I'm not just going to take something and give it to the Lord, something that don't cost me anything. Amen. That is why I settled on this topic today, my offering to the Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to offer the Lord? Is it going to cost you anything? Or are you just, amen, offering the Lord leftovers?
Come on now. Come on.
I think you can identify with leftovers.
Amen.
You just come out of feast day. Some of us have been living on leftovers Friday, Saturday. Some of us going back home with kids. Huh? But David says, I cannot offer the Lord anything that does not cost me something.
Amen.
Now, the child of God, amen, and we say we're the children of God, amen, we have to come to understand that when we offer God something, amen, it has to be of value to us.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting that.
Amen.
This is because if it's no value to you, then it's no value to the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. $2, you said, oh, yeah, he talk about the offering all the time. It's one of the things we can really identify with. If it's offering time, you say, well, I'm going to get $2. That ain't much. Do you realize what you just said?
Come on now, preach.
I ain't going to give them all my money.
Come on.
And over in the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us it is him that gives you power to get away.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let me move on from there.
Yes.
Amen. And so, David, this is what we talked about Wednesday night. And so, amen, it just continued to linger in my spirit, amen, what we offer to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because David says, I'm not going to just give something that don't cost me anything. I'm going to pay for what I'm going to do for the Lord. Amen. And so, as pastor, as overseer, amen, of this local congregation, it is my desire, amen, to see growth, spiritual growth, and maturity in the body of Christ.
Amen.
In the local congregation. That is my desire. Amen. And as sometimes as I view the audience, I am alarmed because I don't see that in some. I don't say I don't see it at all.
Amen.
No, that wouldn't be a correct statement. But I've been contemplating my 10 years here. And I don't know about you, but I want to see growth.
Amen.
Amen.
God is a God of growth. He's not a God of stagnation. And so when I look out and I don't see growth, I'm concerned.
Amen.
I'm concerned. I'm concerned. I'm concerned.
Amen.
Why? Why wouldn't a parent be concerned if the child wasn't growing?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen. And I have come to the conclusion, amen, and it is an alarming conclusion, is that people that say they are Christians, many today don't have any regards for God's word.
Amen.
Many people that say they're Christians have little to no regard for what God has to say about things. Can I be a little bit plainer to you?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord says in His word that we are to forgive. Amen. I think the minister read it in his scripture reading today. It says, when you stand at the altar, forgive. Because if you don't forgive, I won't forgive. People seem to just cast that aside. Well, no, I'm not forgiving. I don't know what they've done to me.
Come on, please.
You're going to be a Christian now, and you're going to totally disregard what God says in His word. God says, love one another.
Come on, preacher. Yes.
That's pretty plain. He didn't say try to love them. Now, let me quick lesson on this. See, we want everybody in the church to be our buddy. Got a news flash for you. Everybody in the church is buddy.
Amen.
But you gotta love
them. Amen.
And you gotta show it. Thank you, Jesus. I stand up here and I look. And some of us, we got a line, got this invisible line in the church that we don't cross.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I didn't know this message was going this way. It may end in the next 15 minutes. I don't know, but our Sunday school lesson was about teaching God's word.
Amen.
And that's my responsibility.
Amen.
Is to teach
God's
word. You see me sometimes, I'm roaming all over the church. When I get an opportunity, I'm roaming all over. I'm trying to connect with everybody.
Yes. Amen.
Well, some of us got three people we speak to on Sundays. That's it.
Amen.
And if they absent, we don't speak to nobody.
Amen.
None of the folks. That's not the Lord.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
That's not growth. That's not conforming to the word of God. So when I don't see growth, amen, I am concerned. Because you see, the word Christian means to be Christ-like. Many don't understand that. They just think it's a nice, convenient label to hang on themselves to, amen, put them in a certain class. Yes, I'm a Christian. Well, you're supposed to be Christ-like.
Amen.
Or like Christ. Can you say that?
Thank you.
James 1:22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only.
Amen.
Deceiving your own selves. Huh? You got to do the word. After you hear it, you got to do it. If the word says forgive, you got to forgive. If the word says love, you got to love. If the word says give tithes and offering, you got to give tithes and offering. If the word says forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, you got to learn to come to church consistently.
Amen.
Some of us don't have that down yet, but we're Christian. We go by when we get a chance. I go by Sunday if I have time. Let me move on.
Go ahead.
Paul, in this writing to the Romans, a Amen. We shared with you there a portion of chapter 11. And chapter 11 is very similar. Amen. I didn't really notice the similarity in it until we were at our Sunday school lesson. Chapter 11 of Romans is very similar to what Paul encountered in what we were studying in our Sunday school lesson, in that some were receiving the word of God and some were rejecting God's word. Now, in chapter 11 of Romans, Paul, amen, under the authority and unction of the Holy Ghost, amen, the Spirit of God, because we have to understand the word says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. In other words, regardless of who the writer is in the scripture, it was inspired by God. Mm-hmm. Many writers, one author. Hmm? Remember that. Many writers, one author. So Paul, in this 11th chapter, he starts off talking about, he asks a question, will God forget his own? Talking about the Jews. And he says, of course not. I know he won't, because I'm a Jew. And he goes on, talks about how God came to the Jew. And I'm just summing up chapter 11 to get down to verse 33, where we share with you here today. Amen. So he goes on down and he talks about how God, he sent his son to the Jews and they rejected him.
That's right.
And so when they rejected him, the Lord says, well, I'm going to take my affection over to the Gentiles. And by doing that, then maybe the Jews will be jealous.
Amen.
You read it, that's what Paul said. Paul said, maybe they'll be jealous. They see that I've gone over here. You know, some of us used to do that when we were dating. Huh? Don't y'all remember when we used to do that when we were dating? Huh? When that girl would go out with you, you hunt around and get another one to go out with?
Mm-hmm.
You try to make sure that the one you wanted to go out with would see you out with this one? Huh? Well, let's say the Lord said. The Lord said, well, I'm going to drop the Jew right now, and I'm going to the Gentile. And so Paul, there does a tossing back and forth, amen, of God's intentions and God's ability. Man, we have to understand that God is God.
Amen.
And that he can do anything. He's not limited by circumstances. God can work things out in your favor and in my favor, regardless of our present circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. You see, God can see the end from the beginning.
That's right.
Hmm? That's the great advantage that he has over all of us, is that he can see the end from the beginning. We can imagine the end, but we can't actually see the end.
Amen.
Amen. So Paul talks about in this 11th chapter, amen, of the affections of God back and forth from the Jew to the Gentile. Amen. And how that God will ultimately, amen, work it all out, that the Jew and the Gentile both will have equal access or equal opportunity to accept him.
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah, thank you.
Huh?
Amen.
That's what he said. He says he's going to work it out that way. He appears to withdraw from the Jews and go to the Gentiles.
That's right.
And in that passage you were reading, the Lord talks about that if we do wrong, and I just put it in my word, if we do wrong, God can cut us off.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Huh? He can cut you off from the vine. He has that authority. Glory to God. And so here where we are, amen, in chapter 11, when we came down to the 33rd verse. This is why Paul could put this statement in right now. Amen. He says, oh, the depth, my God. When he thought about what God could do, when he thought about the power that God had, amen, the authority that God had, he says, oh, the depth. Huh? Of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge, hallelujah, of God. In other words, how deep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. How deep is the wisdom and knowledge of God? things out where it looks like a mess. Anybody in here ever been in a mess?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And now you look back because you thought when the mess first come up, you were going to lose your mind.
Yeah.
Amen. Huh? Amen. Come on now.
Amen.
When the mess first happened, you thought you were going to lose your mind. But now you look back and you say, God brought me through that.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
See how I was going to
come out. Come on now. Come on.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I didn't see how I was going to come out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. But God knows the end from the beginning.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
His knowledge is infinite.
Yes.
Where ours is cut off.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Oh, bless his holy name. I'm feeling good here.
Thank you, man.
Because I keep going back and forth, so I lose my all the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable, my God, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Are his judgments and his ways past finding. Anybody ever tried to figure out God? Huh? So we got one hand. Well, thank you, we got two. Oh, okay, now, all right. Now we're getting somewhere. Somebody have to be the drum major. Trying to figure God out. But his judgments and his ways are past finding out. In other words, we can't figure them out.
That's right.
Honey, you see someone that, amen, was down in the gutter. Uh-huh. Glory to God. Their life was corrupt and seemingly ruined. And people were passing by, sometimes just like the Good Samaritan. Their life was so messed up, people were passing by on the other side of the road.
Mm.
I ain't moving.
Amen.
But somewhere, oh my God, somewhere in time, God steps in that individual's life.
Amen.
Stands him up.
You can do it.
Cleans him up.
Amen.
My God. 3 or 4 years from now, you see that person, you say, is that him? When he used to lay in the ditch all night long. You go outside, God got him in a nice car.
Amen.
Y'all read that story.
Amen.
In the 5th chapter of Mark. See, y'all ain't read that story. Y'all ain't read about that story where that man slept in the graveyard and he cut himself and then ran around with no clothes on and everything. But he fell down at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Jesus had mercy on him.
Yeah.
And the next day, amen, when the folk came to town, he was sitting around like everybody else. Oh, they put some clothes on, sitting around, they were looking at him. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Is that the man that was sleeping?
Yeah.
Is that him?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How unsearchable,
unsearchable
is his judgments and his ways. His ways.
Amen.
Past finding out.
Amen.
We got some private eyes in here. Huh? I expect every church got some.
Yeah.
They not on salary, but they private eyes.
Yeah.
They always trying to find out something.
Right.
You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. They always sitting somewhere with the front end of the car. You can't always see the front end of the car. They sitting looking. They trying to find somebody's way out. And you may find it, by the way. But the word says this here, that the way of the Lord is past finding out.
Amen.
You can stay on watch 24/7 and you cannot figure out what God is going to do.
Amen.
You can't figure out how he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. I believe we got some witnesses in here today, amen, that could testify personally, amen, had not the Lord stepped in my life.
Amen. Amen.
Ain't no way I'd be here with church clothes on.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus, ain't no way. Hallelujah. I would be in here lifting my hands saying, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. But Jesus stepped in my life.
Yeah.
Hey, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me walk on down through this. Let me walk on down.
Thank you, God.
Amen. He says his judgments and his ways are past finding out.
Yes.
Look at verse 34, chapter 11. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Who hath given God some advice? That's what it means.
Amen.
Glory to God. Who tells God what to do?
Mm-hmm.
Who did he consult when he, amen, come to a dead end? When God wakes up in the morning and says, oh my goodness, Lester got a problem. I don't know what I'm looking at. I need to talk to somebody so I can help Lester out. My God don't need nobody.
Man.
Glory to God. Lester got a problem. He can talk to God. My God, and God can come in.
Yeah.
You don't have to consult with anybody. Because Jesus, you don't have to have no my God, thank you, Jesus. God don't have to have no conference call. And I know they're good in the business world. I'm not knocking it from the business world. I know you have them when all the heads connect over the phone. Conference call, that's great. Huh? You're pooling your ideas together. But God don't have to have no conference call.
Amen.
Hmm? Glory be to God. You don't have to consult with anybody. Verse 35, and we're almost down to verse chapter 12. Who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. In other words, who did the Lord have to pay back for something they give?
Come on now, preacher.
Huh? Who did the Lord have to pay back? My God, we bring our tithes and offering in. We're just obeying the word of God. That, amen. There's a law of reciprocation that's going to take place right there. That's already in God's word. He's not paying you back. He's got the word that, amen, takes care of that. If you bring it in, I'll open the windows of heaven. But you can't beat him giving.
Amen.
It says, who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. Lord, have mercy. The Lord was just plumb out of resources, and he had to go borrow from somebody. Huh? The Lord had to go borrow some from someone, and now he got to pay him back.
Mm.
No, that's not the case. Paul says, that's not the case. For of him, he is our source. And through him, he is our force. And to him, he is our course. Thank you, Jesus. Are all things. Thank you, Jesus. All things belong to him.
Amen.
All things belong to him.
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. But Paul, in his conclusion now, amen, because it's coming to the close of this book of Romans, that's chapter 12 and then chapter 13, Paul has laid out a number of doctrinal, amen, things that should take place in the previous chapters. Now we're talking about practical application of what we've heard. I said we're talking about practical application. In other words, now we got to practice what we have heard.
Amen.
That's why I said in the beginning, when the Lord says we got to love, hey, you love, you practice love.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You practice forgiving, simply because the Lord said, not because you feel good, not because that person asked for forgiveness, but you practice forgiveness because God said it in his word.
Mm-hmm.
Now the rest is up to him.
That's right.
And he will handle it. He'll give you peace. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Your day will be much better when you forgive.
Amen.
Because now you don't have to change your demeanor when you meet that person.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
y'all.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. So, in chapter 12, just the first two verses, Paul says, in light of all that he has talked about, amen, in the previous chapters, and especially in this 11th chapter where he talked about God dropping one and picking up the other, and then after the other misbehaved, he can drop them.
That's right.
Repentance plays in that. We didn't get on that. We didn't talk about that too much, but that's what God was simply talking about. That repentance puts you back in harmony with him.
Amen.
So the Lord said, amen, Paul is saying here now, in light of all of these things, out of all of these graces, amen, that is taking place, Paul says, I beg you, therefore, since you have heard all of this over here, I plead with you, therefore, to present your body,
amen,
by the mercies of God. Throws mercy in there one more time.
Thank you, God.
I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
let me ask the question again. How many of us in here, amen, was just so wonderful this past week that the Lord said, I just can't wait till Sunday to get them up? Huh? None of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping we live, amen, as righteous as we knew, but still, the Bible talks about our righteousness being as filthy rags in the sight of God. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, I beg you, therefore, in light of all of the things, amen, that I have taught you, Romans, I plead with you, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice. Now, see, they knew about sacrifices. Amen. It was a normal part of their worship. The killing of an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. As a means of sacrifice. It was normal to them. But Paul is flipping it a little bit. And he said, I beseech you to present your body a living sacrifice. Not a goat. Not a sheep. Not a turtle dove. But your body a living. My God. Would you think about that for a moment? Amen. A living sacrifice. When we present our body as a living sacrifice, it means that we voluntarily surrender ourselves to the Lord.
Yeah.
Paul says over in the book of Corinthians, amen, 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, he said, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
How many of us ever considered that?
Amen.
See, we don't like to talk about holy, we don't like to talk about the Holy Ghost, but look at the scripture. It's a holy Bible, amen, talking about a holy God.
Mm-hmm.
So we better learn to conform here.
Amen.
Because a holy Bible talking about a holy God is not going to accept an unholy people.
Amen.
So he says here that you present your body. And 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, he says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. Now we're getting around to your offering. What are you going to offer? Are you willing to offer your body?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. Entertainers are willing to offer their body for the advancement of their profession.
Amen.
What are you talking about? They go through grueling hours of rehearsal.
Amen.
Glory to God. To perfect their act. to Jesus. Amen. Athletes go through grueling training. Mm-hmm. Amen. To tone up their body. So when they get on the field, on the floor, whatever the case may be, that they are ready.
Amen.
How many times you see the football players out there? They done put the pads on, they standing out there with each other. Boom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Man, they getting ready to play, man. I done toned myself up. I'm ready.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Putting the gloves on, man, squeezing them. They're ready now to present their body. I've been practicing all week. I'm ready now.
Amen.
Present my body. I'm ready to take a hit. I'm ready to run. I'm ready to get. I'm ready to throw. Whatever has to be done, I'm ready.
Amen.
When you're ready, you're ready. You're willing to give up. And so the word tells us, amen. Paul says here to present your body a living sacrifice. Oh, that's that word again. Holy.
Amen.
Is it all right if we say that in the church?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I've said it once, I've said it again. It really concerns me when the world is shutting the Lord down and then we come into the house of God and we shut it down here.
Yes.
Come on then.
Huh?
Amen.
World don't want you to set Jesus out nowhere. They want to say, you know, it's all right to set a man upstairs. But what man upstairs? Who's up there? Who stairs is he up?
Amen.
Huh? But when you say Jesus, the Son of God, it ain't even one. And that gets people upset.
Amen.
And so they don't want you to say it out there. And then we come in here and we say Jesus. And people say,
yeah. Amen.
Come on now. We don't let Satan win all the way around.
Mm.
He says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. And look what he tacks on to that. Your reasonable, my God. After all that God has done. It's just reasonable. That's just reasonable. How many times have we ever used that word with somebody that, well, you know, it's just something reasonable. And we're satisfied if it's reasonable. Glory to God. But he said, which is your reasonable service.
All right.
Once again, we have stepped over into the practical application of God's word. We have heard now what it said. Now we have to practice what it says.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paul said right here in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world.
Amen.
We have so many today that is allowing the world to shape them.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
So many today is allowing the world to influence them.
Yes.
So many allowing the world to impact their life. Glory to God. On Sunday, they said they are Christians.
Well.
But
well.
Monday through Saturday, they are influenced by the world.
Come on now. Man.
Paul says, and be not conformed to this world. Don't you know that as a child of God, there are some places that you shouldn't go.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
As a child of God, amen, there are some things that you shouldn't do.
Amen.
I was in the store the other day, and in the country store down there next to where we live, and I was waiting on a food order. I was standing right there at the counter. The guy came from the beer cage over there with a 12-pack and set it right up there in front of me. I looked around because I didn't know who else was in there, so I kind of backed up. I didn't want nobody to come in there and think Reverend Rollins was setting up back right in front of a 12-pack. Huh?
Come on, man.
Glory to God. Personally, I thought it was kind of rude for him to just sit there in front of me, and I'm waiting at the counter, but hey, that's beside the point. Right now, I want to clear myself. So I backs up. And I guess he kind of, you know, grabs what it is. He comes back and he takes it down. But I'm saying that we are to, amen, be not conformed to this world.
Amen.
These type things should be erased out of our life. Amen. The beer drinking, the whiskey drinking, the smoking, and the gambling, and the numbers, and the sleeping around. Can I say these type things up in your chest?
Amen.
Glory be to God. I was reading what Paul said there in our Sunday school. Paul said to shake his garment. He said, now it's all for me. Your blood is on your own head.
That's right.
Amen. And then I read over in the book of Ezekiel, I think it was chapter 33, where the Lord told Ezekiel to preach the word. It says, if you don't preach it, if you see the enemy coming and you don't preach it, amen, they're going to be lost, but you're going to be accountable.
Amen.
But then he turns around and says, if you see the enemy coming and you let them know and they don't hear you, then you're clear, Ezekiel, and they're going to be lost. So I'm trying to clear myself. That's why I bring up these things about sleeping around, because folk in the church, it said they're Christian. They want to be on this board, want to be on that board. Uh-huh. They're sleeping around doing all of these ungodly. Y'all looking at me. Glory be to God. But y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Paul said, be not conformed to this world. That's why I talk about being holy. See, we've got denominations as a shield. We don't have to do that because we ain't in the holy church. We in this church, so we can say what?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me? Are you reading out of a holy Bible in this church?
Amen.
Or that church? Oh my God, I thought we were gonna be shouting here when I was trying to get this bill. I said, Lord, we can just not be in shouting. Lord, they're looking rough at the hand, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Let me find the friendly with you. Let me see that. Okay. But listen, saints, we've got to come to realize this. And we were talking about it in Sunday school, and I've been here almost 10 years, and these are some of the basic things that I've talked about for 10 years.
Yes.
I've talked about against fornication. I've talked against adults. I've talked against drinking and smoking. I've talked against all of these things.
Yes.
The Bible, I read it to you every day. The Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Why do you want to corrupt it, amen, and degrade your body, amen, with things and the worst? Says it's the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do you think the Holy Ghost is in there with all that smoke coming in there? Do you think the Holy Ghost is in there with all that stuff coming in? Y'all looking at me.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all might as well tell the truth. He used to say back in the day, tell the truth and die right. So tell the truth and die right. You think the Holy Ghost is in there? You got all that stuff coming in your vein? You got all that stuff coming up your nose? And you think the Holy Ghost, the devil is alive?
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Man.
Paul says in that second verse, and be not conformed to this world. See, the world do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
People in the world have been married 6 times. Now, I know sometime in the church there maybe been 1 or 2. You know, but somewhere along the line, some maturity got to kick in there somewhere. Maybe
Amen.
You got some things when you were young, in your late teens, early 20s, you got caught up. But now you're 45, 50, man. You ain't supposed to be thinking about dropping nobody. You're going to be thinking
about
clean and you've been about 15, 20 years in the church. Now, let me just toss this out there. I've said this before. Husband and wife in the church. Husband and wife both say they're Christians. They can't get along. Hello. One of them or both of them is wrong.
Amen.
Let me get back to the scripture. Paul says, and be not conformed to this world. Now, not only does he make this statement, but he gives you what you need, amen, to help you.
Amen.
He don't just say, and be not conformed to this world, and cuts it off. But he said, be transformed or changed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Don't you know, I was thinking about that this week as I was meditating about this message, that living for the Lord has to be a learned behavior.
Amen. Amen.
Now, I got to come down your road one more time. Can I come down your road one more time?
Amen.
Draw your feet up. Draw your feet up. Now, how many in here were born cursing? How many of us in here, you know, some of your first words were curse words? You know where you got it from? You learned.
That's Amen. Right. That's right.
It seems to give you some kind of feeling that if I can say this word, if I can tell them this way, then I feel good. That's why living for the Lord is learned behavior. That's why I say when the Bible says love everybody, you just learn to love them. You don't look for everybody to be your buddy. When you've been walking with the Lord long enough, you know that everybody is not going to be your buddy. And it don't bother you. All you know is I love them. That's all I know is I love them. Now, they the one got the problem. They the one got to explain to the Lord why they don't love. They the one got to explain to the Lord why they don't forgive. They got to explain. I don't have to.
Amen.
Oh my God.
Amen. Amen.
Paul says here's how you're going to prevent from being conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen. And
now God's word is what renews our mind.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Because growing up, we're influenced by our surroundings. And quite, you know, frankly speaking, this is why sometimes little small children do end up in school cursing. Mm-hmm. Because it's what they have been surrounded by.
Amen.
They hear daddy talking to mama like that. They hear mama talking to daddy like that. So then it gets in them, and it seems normal to them, because they hear it. I mean, this is the way daddy talked to mama all the time. This is the way mama talked to daddy. They say these words. They incorporate these words just regularly in their conversation. Some of y'all looking at me so sad that I'm sorry.
Yes.
Y'all quit cussing. You don't have to be looking at me.
Amen.
Y'all quit shouting all that profanity in your house, and you want me looking at me saying. Oh, that verse I read about the foolishest man ever seen. He said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What's going to renew your mind? The word of God.
Amen.
Let's look at the alphabets for a moment. When we learn our alphabet, some of us, we didn't learn them, you know, good at first. Sometimes we put the letters in the wrong place. You know, we had them in our mind, but we couldn't get them in the right place. But what happened? The teacher kept going over with us.
Mm-hmm.
But we got them right. Now we know. A, B, C, D. We know them. Because he kept going over them. So this is where God's word is. You got to keep going over it.
Amen.
Once a month is not going to cut it.
That's right.
Hearing God's word once a month, it has almost no chance of survival in those other 30 days of what you have taken in.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, sometimes God's word is going to be annoying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're going to be resentful to God's word because all of that other stuff doesn't come in you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to use some of the words on the preacher that you've been using. They did to people in the Bible like that.
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, we were talking about Paul. The word said this morning that the Lord spoke to him that time, told him, be not afraid, speak. But on another occasion, Paul was stoned and thrown out the city for dead.
Yeah, he was.
Huh? But Paul talking that stuff? John told the king, you ain't got no business with your brother's wife. And she went around with that vengeance in her heart when she had the opportunity. She said, I want John's head on a platter. Right. Yeah, God protects you. And then sometimes he stepped back and said, this is your end. That's right. We're reading in the book of Acts, the 12th chapter. He killed James. But he let lock Peter up.
Amen.
So yeah, God will protect. But sometimes he draws his hand back and says, well, My servant, this is how you're going out. You're going out as a martyr for me.
Yeah.
Let me conclude because my time is about up. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has got to be reprogrammed. All right. And I think that's a word that a lot of us can identify with in this age of technology that we're living in, that sometimes things have to be reprogrammed. So new information have to come in. You got to take the old out and bring the new in.
Amen.
Amen. It
says, by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove, or in other words, that you may be an example of what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't you know, saints of God, that we are to represent Jesus Christ?
Amen.
If you said you're a Christian, you're supposed to represent Jesus Christ?
Amen. Yeah.
People should be able to see Christ in our life.
Amen.
And not we have to tell them. It's hard to be a verbal witness, but it's even greater, I believe, to be a visible witness.
Amen.
That people can see Christ in your life.
Amen.
Because I don't know about you, but I run into some people and they told me they was this in the church and that in the church, and you know, from the conversation that I heard in the background, I'm like, really?
Amen.
You know, sometimes I'm going to ask Brother Rodney, do your pastor know you talk like that? Oh, y'all real quiet on me now.
Amen.
Can I come work with some of y'all? Some of them shaking, yeah, some of them ain't believing. I got some things I got to treat up, Pastor. Don't come with me on Monday. Huh? Y'all can't work with your pastor? Some of them said they can work with me. I'm talking about on your job. I ain't talking about just working with me. Yeah, I'm talking about on your job with distress and uncertainty on your job. Can Pastor be right there beside you?
Yeah.
I got to finish. But what is your offering? What is your offering? What did you offer the Lord?
Amen.
The psalmist said, we had it a few weeks ago, there in Psalm 63, verse 3, I believe it is. It says, Thy loving kindness. Lord, your love and kindness is better than life to me. Huh?
Amen.
He says, your loving kindness is better than life to me. Therefore, I believe he talks about praising God, amen, with his mouth, that his lips would sing praise. Psalm 63 and 3, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee.
Amen.
I'm getting ready to close, and I do want you to rejoice today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Huh?
All right. All right. Yeah.
All this month, we have dedicated it here at Fairview as a month at the altar.
Yeah. Amen.
We've had special prayer each Wednesday night. Yeah. Amen. Many come kneel down at this altar.
Amen.
Some kneel down in the pews. Others sit in the chairs, those that weren't able to kneel. But many come.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you.
Amen. To offer prayer in this month, amen, that we call a month at the altar. Some of our visitors may have observed, we come to the altar this morning for prayer. It's something that we do in the month of November. Each Sunday morning in the month of November, we all come to the altar.
Amen.
Amen. Amen for prayer.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but amen. I have felt
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, God.
Amen. Not just when I come here. Yeah, amen. I feel here.
Yes, God.
Praying with the people of God. Glory to God. That's one of the, amen. That's one of the greatest things that you can encounter is prayer with God's people.
Amen.
My God, people at the altar calling on God. Amen. Hallelujah. You can get some, you can unlock some jail doors.
Amen.
Oh, y'all.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You can change some things in your life when you can come together and call on the name of God.
Yes, Lord.
So I have rejoiced, amen, this month. And I want you to join in with me. I know we got to go. We got some things we got to do. Amen. But we talked a few months, a few Sundays ago about Shabbaking God.
Yes. Shabbaking.
Huh? And we said that Shabbat was a loud, triumphal praise to God.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Huh? I said, we said Shabbat is a loud, triumphal. Anybody know what that means? Anybody know what loud means?
Amen.
Triumphal means victorious.
Victorious.
Glory be to God. And so, this week we have offered ourselves. There we go. Our offering to the Lord has been that, yes, on Wednesdays, God, from 6 to 2, I'm going to turn my plate over. That's what you used to say back in the old days when they were talking about fasting. They said, turn your plate over, child. that mother was trying to help you. That mother was trying to give you some advice. They said, well, child, let me tell you something. Turn your plate over and talk to the Lord. Glory to God. So I don't know about you, amen, but when I've been turning my plate over this month, and I asked us to do it as a corporate body. I don't know how many participated. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands because I hope everybody did. Glory be to God. But if you didn't, you missed out on a great opportunity,
amen,
to receive from the Lord.
Amen.
And today, we just want to celebrate for just a few minutes. Amen. For God bringing us through, because I know somebody, when November came in, somebody was scratching their heads and I don't know Pastor said you want us to fast on Wednesday. I tell you, I don't know. But you look back now and what happened?
Yeah.
How did they bring it through?
Yeah.
Glory to God. The devil is a liar. He always has been a liar. He still is a liar. Tomorrow the devil will be a liar. There is victory in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So I want us to celebrate for about 10 minutes. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That God brought us through the month of November.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He brought us here on Wednesday night. Amen. For a brief Bible discussion and, amen, prayer around the altar. He brought us here each Tuesday and noonday in the month of November. By the way, that's going to continue. Amen. But it brought us here each Sunday, and we assemble at the altar. Thank you, Jesus. I know it was strange looking to someone, and I know that we went 5 Sundays, and some of us still was not quite adjusted to it, because I'm just not comfortable talking to somebody I can't see, beside people I don't like. Y'all don't hear me today, but can I say that again? Yeah, you said I'm up here at the altar, like Pastor said, but I don't know about talking to the Lord because I can't see it. And beside that, so-and-so is right over here on my left side. I was hoping he was going to stand further down the altar. But the devil is alive. You can't. Yeah, y'all looking at me funny, but that's all right. Call that, let me know you heard what I said. But you came to the altar and you called on the Lord anyhow. So y'all would just join in with me now. For worship, my God. Amen. For giving us the victory in the month of November. Those that fasted, those that prayed. Amen. If you weren't able to get here, you were praying in your home.
Hallelujah.
If you weren't able to get here, you were praying on your job. If you weren't able to get here, maybe you were praying driving down the road. But everybody that was calling on the name of the Lord, everybody that was turning their wheel, say, yes, I want to be closer to you, Lord. Yes, I want to go nearer to you, Lord. If you are in that number, if you fit that description, I want you to Shabbat God right now. like that in the old days.
Amen.
The Spirit would knock them out. Glory to God. Sarah be the clothes. Somebody got to help them to the car because they still speaking in tongues and stacking them. All the way to the car. Y'all looking at this. I'm talking about being drunk in the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Being drunk in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah, we've been in revivals and we haven't believed yet like that.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah, God can do it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, say, God can do it on a Sunday.
God can do it on a Sunday.
We don't have to wait till the revival.
We don't have to wait
till
the
revival. Come on, come to the day of the revival. We don't have to wait till the revival.
Wait till the
revival. God can do it on a Sunday.
We can do it on a Sunday.
God can do it on a Sunday.
Yes.
God can do it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm just standing here, there's one in